USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Surfside, Florida, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said structural engineers checked out the remaining portion of the collapsed condominium and deemed it okay for rescuers to continue searching for survivors.
Our team of engineers is doing ongoing testing and evaluation as we work to expand the search area.
The president met privately with the families of those who are missing and those who lost their lives.
They know that the chances are, as each day goes by, diminish slightly. But at a minimum, they want to recover the bodies.
California has scheduled a September 14th recall election that could drive Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom from office. Being a Democratic state, polls show that Newsom would beat back the effort to remove him. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The State Department has released their latest trafficking in persons report. It says an estimated 25 million people worldwide are victims of human trafficking. USA's John Clements reports.
The troubling estimate was announced by Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
Trafficking in persons is an appalling crime. It's a global crisis. It's an enormous source of human suffering. By its nature, it's often hidden from view. Exact figures are sometimes hard to determine. The estimate we often cite is that nearly 25 million people worldwide are victims of human trafficking.
The report cited the coronavirus pandemic as the cause of the big increase in human slavery between 2020 and 2021. The study covered 188 nations and territories, indicating COVID-19 had put millions of people around the world at a greater risk of exploitation. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A bomb squad in Los Angeles intentionally set off over 1 ton of illegal fireworks and had disastrous repercussions. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry has more.
Over a dozen people were hurt when a Los Angeles Police Department bomb squad truck was blown to smithereens during a planned detonation of illegal fireworks Wednesday night. The sudden and gigantic blast came after authorities confiscated over 5,000 pounds of illegal fireworks from a South Los Angeles home. Those injured included 9 LAPD officers, 6 civilians, and a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives officer. One person was arrested. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A senior U.S. official is reporting that all U.S. forces have left Bagram Air Base. That's the main U.S. military base, which is 1 hour north of Kabul. President Biden has said that all U.S. troops will be completely out of Afghanistan by September 11th. The Boy Scouts of America has reached an agreement with attorneys that represent about 60,000 men who brought sex abuse claims against the organization over the years. Reuters is reporting the settlement totals $850 million. The Justice Department is pausing all federal executions while it conducts a review of its policies and procedures. President Biden has said in the past that he opposes the death penalty. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.